Penguin Random House Audio presents Blood Noir by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read for you by Kimberly Alexis. To Jonathan, who loves me when I am at my most dark and helps me light a candle when it all grows too black to endure. 1. I came home to find two men sitting at my kitchen table. One of them was my live-in sweetie. The other was one of our best friends. One of them was a were-leopard. The other was a werewolf. Both of them were strippers. At least once a month, they took off more than just their clothes on stage. They changed shape on stage in front of a live audience. Those nights, the club was standing room only. I mean, you can go to other clubs to see men take their clothes off, but their entire skin and body? Well, that was unique. Nathaniel came to greet me with a kiss and a hug. I let my hands play in the long, thick auburn hair that trailed down his broad shoulders, the curve of his waist, the tightness of his ass, and the long, muscular legs. He was 5'7" now, an inch taller than when I'd met him. In my 3-inch heels, I was still an inch shorter than him. At 21, he was finally growing into the promise of those shoulders. His face was less soft than it had been, and more masculine. He would always be beautiful rather than handsome, but the bone structure had changed minutely, so he just suddenly looked his age, instead of like jailbait. He blinked down at me with the soft lilac of his eyes. On his driver's license, it said his eyes were blue because they wouldn't let him put lavender.